Imagining all that sunshine. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And voters rejected King County Proposition 1 last week. That was a measure for roads and transit. But Seattle bus riders have a plan B to pay for Metro. It's a group calling itself Friends of Transit. They filed a Seattle-only property tax initiative that they hope to get on the November ballot. And Ben Schindelman is the founder of Friends of Transit, and he joins us now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going, David?
I'm good. So what would this initiative do?
Well, the Prop 1 measure actually passed by over 60% in Seattle, and we're expecting to see that number even be higher once all the ballots are counted. So we know that Seattle voters are willing to save this, save their service, their routes to work and to school. So we're going to ask them to vote one more time on a much smaller package that would just save their routes and, basically ask them for less money to do it as well.
What's the average dollar amount that you're asking folks in Seattle to pay?
A homeowner with a $385,000 house, which I think is the median, would pay around $80. So that's the whole household, remember, not individuals. And this will also be shared with, major commercial property owners. Skyscrapers downtown will pay quite a bit as well.
And this would focus just on bus routes that serve Seattle.
That's right. So we defined a bus route that serves Seattle as one with 80% or more of its hours in the city. This will also help, a few people in like Shoreline and Burien, but these are routes that just start just outside the city limits and mostly serve Seattle residents.
I see. And how did you figure out which routes would get money and which ones wouldn't?
We're leaving that largely to council. We're providing them with enough money and very clear direction to save routes that are being cut by Metro that are in the city, and leaving it up to them to determine need, because the city's transit master plan and the Metro's regional service guidelines give a pretty clear direction on like what routes should be saved first.
Mm-hmm. Ben Schindelman's the founder of Friends of Transit, and you may have heard they filed a Seattle-only property tax initiative that they hope is going to get on the November ballot, and this would pay for bus service in the city of Seattle mostly. What about folks outside of Seattle? What are they supposed to do if they want to ride the bus?
Exactly the same thing we are. The county no longer has any options. So individual cities, Bellevue, Kent, Redmond, could definitely step up and do similar things. For many of those cities, there are authorities available to their councils to save some of their service, and they could also go to the voters. But there's no longer a county option available.
Any sense that that's going to happen anywhere else?
A good question. We're reaching out to Bellevue to begin with because it looks like they may have passed the measure as well. But really for them to know whether their citizens were willing to vote for Prop 1 and give them a likelihood of whether they would support something else, we'll really have to wait for the full election returns at the beginning of May.
So if this thing passes, how much of the, there was talk earlier about how many cuts we'd see to bus service, and then later those numbers were revised, but how many of those cuts would be restored if this thing passes?
It's a little bit unclear, almost all of them. With Metro's revenue increasing, we hope that would take a chunk out of it as well. But we would be providing about $25 million a year. We know it's not going to save absolutely every route, but it'll save most of them.
Proposition 1, this is the King County Proposition 1 measure that just failed last week. And it also included some money for roads. What about your initiative? Any money for roads in there?
Only for transit. We thought that during the campaign for Prop 1, very few people heard anything about roads as well. It was, as we understand at the beginning, it was something added to get county council members outside Seattle excited about the package. And we don't think we need that here. We think people in Seattle are uniquely dependent on transit to get to work and school. We think asking them here will get a strong yes vote.
You say the roads portion was added to get folks on the council who are outside Seattle excited about it. Did it work? Did they get excited?
No, they did not. Seattle voted pretty strongly for this measure, and outside of the city voted very strongly against it.
All right, last question, Ben. According to the election results, the last time I looked, voters said no by a margin of 54 to 46. Why do you think it failed?
That's a good question. I think that having two things that one measure does, roads and transit, has shown pretty clearly around here not to work very well. We saw the same thing in 2007. Voters here save our buses. They never hear about the road measure, or they hear a vehicle fee and a sales tax. So it's more complex, and it's harder to understand the cost to you and the benefit. We wanted to make it very easy to understand the cost and very easy to understand the benefit. The shorter and simpler your elevator speech is for a measure, the easier it is to pass.
All right. Let's hear it one more time. What's the elevator speech?
We want to save Metro's service in Seattle, and we're asking Seattle voters to step up just as they just did when they voted more than 60% in favor of Prop 1 to save their routes.
That's pretty good. I didn't even think that was an entire floor.
No, thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Ben Schindelman is the founder of Friends of Transit. They're going to be gathering signatures. You might see them in a parking lot near you. It's for an initiative that would pay to restore Metro bus service here in Seattle, and it would be paid for through property tax increase. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.